Welcome to the Context Machine, episode 681. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm not nearly as enthusiastic as Brian today. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm Jeff Gamet. Check us out on our online home at contextmachine.io.
You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine, or on Blue Sky at contextmachine.bsky.social.
Sweet. Yep. Hey, Brian, here's why I am enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. We have a sponsor today, Insta360.
Yay! We'll tell you all about them later in the show. So, Jeff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
OpenAI.
I agree.
They did a thing.
They did a thing. And that's this week's show. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget to check us out on our home, contextmachine.io.
It's really hard for me to get excited about anything OpenAI does, to be honest.
I appreciate that. How about if instead of being excited, you find something interesting?
Well, it is interesting that Johnny Ive, OpenAI bought Johnny Ive's quote unquote AI hardware startup called IO, little I, little O.
Mm-hmm.
For $6.4 billion. He started this company a year ago.
I totally get why Johnny Ive always seems to have a big smile on his face, because people will pay him stupid amounts of money for stuff like this. That said, I think this was probably a really shrewd purchase on OpenAI's part.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah. My take on that is, if you want to be like Apple in a space like this, you need to be like Apple, and you need to control the hardware and the software. So they've been buying up other software product companies that relate to what OpenIO's interests are. And now they just brought in the hardware company.
Open what? You said OpenAI.
I don't even know what I just said.
You said
OpenAI. Oh, well, there you go. I just rebranded their entire product line, and I cannot wait for the royalty checks to start rolling in.
That's fair.
I'm going to be rich. See you later, suckers.
I should mention at least that 9to5Mac published a pretty good article on this today. By the article's written by Marcus Mendez. There are tons. Okay. This news has gotten lots of coverage from all sorts of mainstream and niche outlets, but I did like this Marcus Mendez piece.
I read it too, and yeah, I thought it was great. You found a line in his piece that you really liked, correct?
I did. Yeah. It is, and I quote, Mr. Marcus Mendez, who said, or who wrote, quote, "Meanwhile, you just know that Ive has been sitting in his mini studios and truly, deeply, earnestly thinking about what his AI hardware would do if he had infinite funding and unfettered access to the lifeblood of the frontier AI companies out there." That's an excellent line.
He should be very proud of that line.
Yeah. You should be.
And I called it out specifically because I knew you liked it so much, and everyone should hear it.
Yeah. So we don't really know what IO was working on, right? We don't know what they mean by AI hardware.
Yeah, that's a pretty general term. So my assumption, because of Johnny Ive's history, Sir Johnny Ive's history, is he was working his team was working on something that would be more like for now, I'll use a very general term, a consumer appliance.
Right. I mean, so again, referencing Mr. Mendez's excellent article, there, like every piece of quote unquote AI hardware that we've seen that has seen the light of day so far has either been like a hardware ChatGPT wrapper or a wrapper for another, LLM, or it's been some kind of, you know, soft, software ChatGPT wrappers that aren't allowed to leverage the full potential of the iPhone. I agree with that. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, so to be fair, Johnny Ive is probably a little smarter than me. He probably is a little better connected than me. And
he's $6.5 billion smarter than us.
Yeah. And then some. And then some. So, I mean, yeah. The real thing that the only thing that I don't like about this deal is that it wasn't Apple doing the buying.
That would have been cool. However, I have a feeling Apple doesn't have anything yet that would be appropriate enough or solid enough to pair with whatever Johnny has going on.
I'm sure that's right.
But OpenAI does.
Yep. I'm sure that's right too.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And I'm getting the impression that we don't really know what to make of this news. You and I don't really know what to make of this news.
No, aside from what I said earlier, I think this is a very shrewd purchase on OpenAI's part, and good for Johnny for getting that much money out of him.
He got $5 billion more because the deal was valued at $6.4 billion, but OpenAI already owned 23% of Ive's company, according to
oh, okay.
To I think that was NBC that reported those numbers. There was the titular point of that Marcus Mendez article is that Sam Altman said, quote, Steve Jobs would have been damned proud of Johnny Ive's latest move.
I think that's a weird thing for him to say.
Although
I get it from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
I wouldn't invoke Steve Jobs' name for any product or company purchase
When you and I were talking about this before we started recording, we talked about Steve a little bit, and our gut reaction was like, no, I don't think that we should be talking about what Steve would have said about generative AI. I wish we had Steve, for a jillion reasons, I wish we had Steve with us still. But one of those reasons has to be that I would love to know what he thinks about generative AI, as well as the AGI, the artificial general intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he would probably make a compelling case for or against or going sideways for this. But I don't know what that case would be. And I don't feel like anyone should really be. I don't think anyone has any business saying what Steve would say about this stuff.
I agree with you completely on that. The whole thing that people have been saying for years, well, if Steve Jobs was here and and then whatever comes after that. We don't know what Steve would do, and he's not here, and there you go. But yeah, I'm with you. I think it would be absolutely fascinating to hear his perspective on the AI space for all these different companies, but in general as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It would. Yeah. So anyway, he's bought the Sam Altman or his company has bought, IO.
Yeah. He bought IO and yay. There you go.
Oh, and Johnny will be taking on some kind of a role. I saw one article referred to it as an expansive role at OpenAI, but he still has his ridiculously named Love from Design Agency, Studio Agency thing, whatever
maybe, it is. Maybe it was a typo. Instead of expansive, because you know we're talking $6.5 billion, maybe it's an expensive role.
That could be. That could be. All right. Well, there you have it. There's the news. I guess our discussion about this is more like we don't really know what to think about it. And so yeah.
And thanks for coming along the ride for that one, people.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about the Insta360.
I would love to. And it's like you've read my mind. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to talk about the Insta360 X5 because it's their new flagship product. It's a 360-degree camera, 8K 360-degree video. It has enhanced low-light performance, so you can shoot all day long, any angle you want, better audio, 185-minute battery life. You can swap out the lenses as well. User replaceable. So, you know, if you're using this camera in a rough environment and you need to start swapping out lenses so you can keep shooting, you can do that. I think that's super cool. So other things that, Brian, I love about this camera, it's designed so that you have really outstanding image quality. It has great sensors. So you're getting excellent night shooting with this as well. Great clarity and detail. They also do an invisible selfie stick option. So you can do all of your shots and not have the selfie stick show up.
Yeah, where you just... sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. So it's like having a drone without paying for a drone.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about it flying away. Yeah. And they even have quick edit features built in. So you can edit and share your videos super easily. So anyhow, tons of stuff. And Brian, here's the deal. You can bag a free selfie stick with this that's worth $24.99 when you buy your Insta360 X5 standard package. So head to store.insta360.com and use the promo code TCM, and then you're going to get free selfie stick. Here's the catch, though. It's available for the first 30 standard package purchases only. So don't procrastinate. And if you want more information, just check out our show notes on our website. And thank you, Insta360, for being our sponsor.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate that. All right. Did you want to talk about Murderbot?
I do, but I'm going to make this interesting for you. Mm-hmm. I want this to be a spoiler-free discussion because I haven't had a chance to watch the episode that dropped on Apple TV, but I'm really interested in it.
Okay. So I think we've both read the first book, right?
Yes. Yep.
And I
fully Code Red, is that right?
I think so. I think of it as Murderbot.
You know, if we still had interns, they would have looked it up for us.
That is one thing about ebooks that that is kind of a drag, because when I had a physical book, I would always remember the title. I don't always remember the title when I'm reading ebooks.
All systems red.
All systems red, right. I didn't think you were right the first time. So yeah, all systems red. And it was very good. It was a self-published book. It was an indie book that was then eventually picked up by a publisher. And the last several from the series were published by the publisher, for what that's worth.
Okay. I didn't realize that the first book was self-published.
It was, yep. Well, I mean, you'll note that it was really short, right? Really short.
Yeah, books. I'd call it a novella.
Yeah, it was a novella. And I think novellas, especially as debut books, tend to be more in the indie realm than the trad realm, for what that's worth.
Look at you using industry jargon.
I can do that, especially for the publishing world. So anyway, the show is good so far. So we got the first two episodes. It's really good. Skarsgård, is Alexander Skarsgård? Is he the Skarsgård that's in this one?
Yes.
Did you see him on Colbert?
No, I did not.
It was a good, that was a fun interview for sure. What were you going to say?
I was going to say we actually need a spreadsheet to keep track of which Skarsgårds are in which shows and movies.
Yes, we do. So anyway, he is terrific as the titular character, the murder bot. The other actors and actresses are all fantastic in their roles. They have managed to capture the spirit of the book. Right.
Okay. That sounds very reassuring to me. Even if they don't follow letter by letter, which I would be shocked if they did, getting the spirit, I think in the case of a story I already forgot the name of the first book. Go me.
It is.
Anyhow, but getting the spirit of that's what matters.
All systems red.
All systems red. Top men, Brian.
Yeah, and I see that the covers now have Alexander Skarsgård. That's always kind of annoying, but whatever.
Then can I brag and say I have a hardback copy of the first book that does not have Alexander Skarsgård on it?
Heck yeah. Brag away.
Yeah. I'm going to flex that muscle.
So they managed to capture that spirit in part by the way that, because, you know, the book is a very first person perspective from the murder bot's perspective.
Oh, yes.
And the book is full of internal monologue from him, and they managed to capture that, and that can be hard to do in my experience from TV and movie adaptations, and they managed to capture his sort of woeful. How would you characterize the murder bot?
Woeful. I like woeful. Let's include that.
Yeah. Woeful cynicism. Yeah. Right. So they managed to capture that, and I feel like they've done. So again, we've only seen two episodes. There are 6 or 8 more to go. I don't know how many episodes will be in this season. But yes.
It's easy to check, Brian. I'll just look in call sheet on my iPhone.
Okay, you do that. It's a good show. And I find it fascinating how much Apple is hanging its shingle for Apple TV Plus on sci-fi.
You know, That is actually kind of interesting. They've been trying to, over the years, have a very broad reach, which I think is smart. But I guess if you're finding that the content that performs the best for you is sci-fi related, you're probably going to be a little bit heavier on that side.
Yeah. Dark Matter, Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. That's Monsters to you, Jeff. Murderbot.
Thank you.
Invasion, Constellation, Sunny. I haven't actually watched Sunny.
Foundation.
Yet. Foundation, Hello Tomorrow. Amazing Stories. Has that actually come out already?
I don't know.
And of course, C and Severance. I mean, like, those are a lot of heavy-hitting sci-fi shows, almost all of which have been successful, if not all of them have been successful. And I'm as a sci-fi fan, I'm certainly happy to see Apple putting this emphasis. And I don't know if they're so much deliberately putting the emphasis or if this is just the success that has emerged from the platform. I don't know.
I'm going to speculate that its success from the platform, or the success is driving the platform.
So you think they're deliberately pursuing it?
But I think it's a reactionary deliberate pursuit.
You think that one or two shows did well, and so they decided to make more?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
And I appreciate that you're here to translate for me, because what the hell? I'm waving my hands at my mouth right now.
So anyway, Murderbot is good. It's fun. It's
big 10 budget. Episodes.
10 of them? Good. Good. I like that. It's funny because it was a short novella.
Well, looking at this, the episodes kind of fit with they're in the spirit of that because they're half hour episodes.
That is true. That is very true. And do you, something that we were talking about Andor last week, and you explained how they were doing the three, actually, that might have been the week before. The last show before. Anyway, but you talked about how they're releasing three at a time because they were doing five seasons worth of content over one season, and they were doing them in three episode batches, each three episode batch representing roughly a year.
Yes.
Okay. I have long thought about, I'm sorry for the edit there, folks. I had to figure out what show I was talking about. The Dresden Files.
Top Men.
I was thinking about the Dresden Files show from 15 or more years ago. It wasn't very good. And I was thinking about how compelling it would be to produce each book, because there's 20 books, to produce each book as a three episode miniseries, and how well that would work. That's I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's been something that's been on my mind.
Well, okay. I'm going to build on that. I'm making a tapestry from the thread you just tossed out.
Okay, good.
I think after watching all of Andor season two, where you get to see these sets of three episodes where we get to have a contained story that's all chronological leading up to the movie Rogue One, I think that has been an inspiration for you to look back at Dresden Files think, okay, I can see how they could do this.
I've been thinking about that for a couple of years.
Oh, then maybe you were the inspiration for Andor season two.
No, I don't think so. I have a friend who basically was in the position to pitch Netflix a show. And I was really, really trying to get him to do, to pitch redoing the Dresden Files in that way. But anyway,
whatever. All right. That would have been cool.
Yeah. It would have been. It's cool. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. I think we need to do this, Jeff. And then I will say that. That's it for this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on that or question, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by Cashfly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for the show. And that's all for this week, except for what Jeff's about to say.
Which is that everyone, I want you to go over to store.insta360.com and use the promo code TCM. Buy an Insta360 X5 standard package and get a free selfie stick with that $24.99 value. Hey, thank you, Insta360.
Yep, thank you very much. And...